For fans of elaborate Christmas displays, it's hard to beat the town of McCaddenville. Every December, residents in the small town west of Charlotte decorate their homes, trees, streetlights, and city buildings with hundreds of thousands of Christmas lights. As the story goes, the local men's club started the tradition in 1956, but our next guest says it actually goes back even further than that.
I was 18 years old when it started, and I'm 89, so that tells you how long I've been around.
That's Harvey Dixon Roberts, Jr., who goes by Dick.
Born in McCaddenville, September the 12th, 1935.
He's written a memoir that also chronicles the history of McCaddenville as a mill town sustained by the yarn manufacturer Farr Yarns. He says the Christmas lights tradition actually started in the winter of 1954.
Four of us employees of Farr Yarns decided to try to make McCaddenville a little more festive. And by doing so, we asked for permission and was granted to use some of the old parts, and we spelled out Merry Christmas up on the hill above where the fire department is, and we made some stars and put them on the mill tower, and we decorated one tree in front of the main mill office. All that was with clear lights.
It turned out the company's founder and president, William Farr, liked the display.
Right after Christmas, when we was taking the lights off the tree, Mr. Farr came out of the office and said, "Fellas, that looked pretty good. How about next year, adding to it some of the trees up Main Street?"
So the next year, 1955, Roberts and his co-workers decorated 9 trees along Main Street.
Well, Miss Farr got involved, and she said, "Boys, I'll pay for all you'll put up." So it was more than we could do. So in 1956, we asked the men's club for their help in decorating. And so that's how it got started.
From there, the tradition grew. Each year, workers created bigger and bolder displays.
Also, I might add, Miss Farr requested we use only red, white, and green lights, being the true Christmas colors, and that's all I use to today.
Homeowners also got involved, decorating their porches with wreaths, garlands, and snowmen. In 1980, CBS journalist Charles Kuralt, who grew up in Charlotte, produced a TV special labeling McCaddenville Christmas Town, USA. The nickname stuck. Today, hundreds of thousands of tourists drive to town every December, cruising down Main Street or walking past a small lake in the town center and sipping hot chocolate from the fire station, surrounded by Christmas trees. Why do you think this tradition of decorating for Christmas has so captured residents here?
Well, everybody gets excited at Christmas. Everybody wants to decorate. Everybody wants to be a part of it. And it's a community spirit. People love to get involved. And they'll tell you in a minute, we're keeping it going.
I wonder what it's like for you to see the lights these days, knowing that all those years ago, you were involved in the very first display.
I tell you what makes the lights for me, and I've seen them for ever since they started. I've stood out in front of the church a lot of times on Sunday night when we come out. And to stand there and watch the cars come by and see these little kids, their face pressed up against the window and their eyes about big as a half a dollar, that makes it worth it all.
That's Dick Roberts, a former employee of Farr Yarns, who helped create some of the first Christmas displays in McCaddenville. His memoir is titled A Walk I Remember. The lights at McCaddenville will burn bright every night this month from 5:30 to 10 through December 26th. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.